All right, so we're going to learn some beautiful Torah from Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov, one of the greatest teachers of all of Jewish history. It's absolutely amazing that I can speak here in the streets of Yerushalayim and you can hear me out in the whole world. This Torah should be a blessing to all of the Jewish people and to the whole world. So Rabbi Nachman teaches on Torah Zayin of Likutei Maharan, his most amazing work, that what does it really mean to be in exile, to be in Galut? So on a physical level, to be in exile means to be outside of the land of Israel. But Rav Nachman is asking on a spiritual level, what does it mean exile and what does it mean redemption? So Rav Nachman explains that to be in exile means to not be in emunah. Emunah means faith. When I'm not faithful, when I'm not connected to God, when I'm not appreciating that everything is for the best and from God, then I'm in a state of exile. And when I am understanding that everything is from God and I'm positive and appreciative of God, then I'm in a state of ge'ulah, of redemption. And that's such a beautiful point, because if a person is really connected to the fact that everything's from God, then he can be happy about everything that happens to them, because they know that it's just a challenge from God if it's hard, or a blessing from God if it's good, but it's all from God. And so he's truly redeemed. And if he doesn't understand, he's not feeling that, then he's really in a state of exile, in spiritual exile. And then Rav Nachman goes a step further. Rav Nachman teaches us that when a person prays, that can help him get to a place of true emunah, of true faith. Because prayer is basically saying that, God, I recognize that everything that happens is from you. Everything is from you, and therefore I'm asking for all these things. I'm completely dependent upon you. So prayer helps build our belief that everything is from God. That's why we need to pray so often, 3 times a day, and as often as we can, whenever we can. And then Rav Nachman goes further and says, now what happens when you pray? You're on the level of miracles. Because miracles is saying it's beyond nature. And prayer is saying, God, go beyond what's normal, what's natural, and you run the world. Nature is just a facade. It's blocking the truth. But the truth is that you run everything. So prayer helps us connect to faith, which helps bring us to redemption. And finally, the final point for today is that Rav Nachman teaches us the place to connect to faith, to prayer, is Eretz Yisrael. Because we know when we pray, we always pray towards Eretz Yisrael, towards the land of Israel, towards Jerusalem. This is the place of miracles. This is a place of faith. This is a place where we can reignite our batteries. If we can be here physically, obviously that's the best. But if we can't be here physically, then just thinking about Jerusalem, thinking about Israel, and talking about it and praying towards it can connect our souls to Eretz Yisrael. So I know this is a very, very beautiful and deep Torah from Rav Nachman Mibreslov. I just want to end off with a prayer, because Rabbi Nachman says you always have to end off your learning with a prayer that we truly believe that everything is for the good, that everything is from God, that we pray a lot, as much as we can, and that we appreciate the Kedusha, the holiness of the land of Israel. We talk about it as much as we can, and that spiritually we connect to Eretz Yisrael, and that we have a year of not being in exile, of being truly connected to God and happy, which is true redemption wherever we're at. And that's my blessing for myself and for all of you. If you like this, please let me know so that we can continue studying the teachings of the Heliga, the Holy Rav Nachman Mibreslov. And I bless you and pray that you have an amazing, amazing new year full of true, true simcha, full of true joy. From Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Rav Keith, Rav Kalman, have an amazing day. An amazing Shabbos.